What's up, Elliot?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm real well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Cool. My name is Elliot, and I want to talk about, I went to a WNBA basketball game.
Loser.
I know. It was 2002, and it was Utah Stars, and Margo Dedeck was playing.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Margo Dedeck. I mean, that's all you had to say, dude.
Yeah, she's 7'2", and I'm only 5'11".
Cool story.
And, yeah, I was overwhelmed because she was so much taller than me, and her hands were huge, and she wears a size 19 shoe.
Well, she's 7'2".
And she autographed my jersey.
Okay. And the part of this phone call that everyone should care about is?
Is that women who are 7'2" are awesome at dunking.
Dunking these nuts on your chin?
What do you mean?
I thought there was. I was walking into a little punchline here.
That might have been it. I think that was what he wanted to drop on you.
That's it.
Well, that's the thing. Well, here's the thing. Would you? It got me thinking a little bit more. So, would you date a woman that tall? If you were on a blind date or a Match.com, and the woman ended up being that tall, what would you do?
7'2", huh?
Yes.
You like this show, Elliot?
Do I like the show?
Yeah, the show.
This radio show. Do you like this radio show?
Yeah, I do. It's pretty cool, yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering.
And you say you went on a date with this woman in 2002.
I didn't go on a date. She was a basketball player, and I got her autograph after a game. And she stood next to me, and I'm 5'11", and she's 7'2".
Elliot, this was 14 years ago. Just so we're on the same page here, this is 14 years ago. That event had such an impact on you that you're thinking about it and calling radio programs about it 14 years later?
Well, I'm calling you guys now, yeah. I mean, that's not every day that you see a woman who's that tall.
No, it's not every day. In fact, it hasn't happened in the last 14 years. And that's why I would wonder that you would choose to dig that up.
Well, you know, I think it's our fault because I think he heard the show. He thought it was lackluster and he figured, hey, I've got a story from 14 years ago. I'm going to throw it their way.
Right, but do you think that's bad? I mean, do you think...
Elliot, do you like this radio show that you're listening to?
Of course I do, yeah.
Then why are you trying to kill it?
Oh, I don't mean to kill it. I'm just wondering if... So, to go into another discussion, if you met a woman online on Match.com, if you were single and met a woman online who was a lot taller than you, would you still date her?
7'2"? And you actually care what we think about this?
I'm sorry?
Elliot.
Do you want us to take it to the phones, Elliot? Do you want to hear a lot of people call up and give their answer to this topic?
He hates the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
We've traced the call. It's coming from Scotty Davis' studio.
Were you bored listening to the show today?
No, I wasn't. No. No, I don't mean to ruin the show.
You see what's happening here?
Tell me.
It's the no on two people.
Oh, they're coming out. Subterfuge.
Yeah, they're trying to get it. Yeah.
They're not going
to
hit you over the head with their message. Right. They're going to silently bore you.
They're going to put this guy up the call. Yeah.
I'm on your game, no on two people. You're just a mouthpiece for the no on two people, aren't you, Elliot?
I don't mean to be. Yeah, I thought maybe like a lot of guys were in my position where they may like to be with a taller woman,
hey,
you know?
Elliot, do you have a clown outfit?
I don't, no.
I think you should get one.
Elliot.
I should get one? Are you intimidated by a woman who's a lot taller than you?
That's it. You nailed it. Elliot, let's suppose we say, no, we're not intimidated. We'd be really turned on. Did you keep her contact information? And if so, will you be contacting her out of the blue 14 years after meeting her and saying, hey, I sat next to you at one of your games. I was rather smitten with you. And now that I find out that one of my top 10 radio programs wouldn't be put off by a girl that tall, I'd like to woo you.
I mean, I wouldn't do that, but she was the actual basketball player that I got her autograph. I didn't sit next to her.
Do you still have her autograph?
I stood next to her when she...
Elliot, do you still have her autograph?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
What was her name again?
Margo Dedeck.
Spell that last name, please.
Dydek. You can look her up. You can see her picture.
Margo.
She was on the Jay Leno show, too.
Man, she's white. Her real name is Malgo Razzata Dedeck, known as Margo Dedeck in the United States, was a Polish international professional basketball player standing 7'2" tall. she was famous for being the tallest female professional basketball player in the world.
Right, yeah.
Bigger than Rebecca Lobo? Have you had perverted thoughts?
Yeah, she's like 6'7".
Have you had perverted thoughts about her, Elliot?
About who? Rebecca Lobo?
No, about this other lady.
Margot Dedeck, duh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have.
Okay. Do you know that we're pretty big in the WNBA community?
Yeah. We could get her on.
Do you want to talk to her?
Who, Margot Dedeck?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Would you? Okay, hold on. Nikki has her number. Nikki, do you have Margot's number? Can you give her a call?
Yeah, hold on one second.
We weren't sure. All right, hold on, Elliot. We're going to try to get her on the phone. Do you want to go out with her or what?
Yeah, what's your plan?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you do? Okay. Where do you live?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, Phoenix.
When's the last time you've been on a date with a woman?
It was about 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have Margot on the phone for you. Are you okay with speaking to her?
Sure, yeah.
All right, Nikki, will you put her through to Elliot?
She's up.
Margot?
Hello?
Hey, Margot, how you doing?
Hi, Margot. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Margot?
Are you that guy who I gave my autograph to 14 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I am. Thanks for the autograph. It was really nice.
Thank you. I've been thinking about you nonstop for these past 14 years. You made quite an impact on me.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you made quite an impact on me, too. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, thank you. You don't have a problem that I'm 7'2"?
Oh, no, not at all. I like it a lot.
Oh, that's good. I was worried that the height might be an issue between me and you, but I'm so relieved to find out that it would not be.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, that's awesome. I don't care that you got big feet, too. I don't care if you got a size 19 shoe.
You know what they say about girls with big feet, right?
Well, what do they say?
We have to get big sneakers, Elliot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I got enough money to buy you some big sneakers, too.
Oh, what do you do, big baller shot caller? What do you do for a living?
I'm a mortgage broker.
Hey, that sounds very exciting. I'm surprised that no young lady has snatched you up yet. You sound like quite the catch.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just can't find a woman who's tall enough.
Margot, would you be willing to go out with Elliot? He called the show today to talk about meeting you 14 years ago. I mean, are you currently single?
Not only am I not currently single, but I just Googled myself and found out that I'm dead.
Oh, darn it.
Actually dead.
When did you die?
I don't know. I just found
2011
out.
On May 27th.
Oh, no, 2011.
May 27th.
Yeah.
The hair in my cream of wheat, if you will, Elliot.
Yeah.
This call's... Oh, no. This call...
Oh.
Sorry, Elliot.
This call's for the ghost toast. Oh,
man. He came running up to me with a piece of paper in his hand. I'm like, good, he's got some ideas for me here.
Yeah, I'm an idea.
And it says, she's dead.
I was just trying to give you a hard out.
So what do you think Ellie was trying to, what is he trying to do there?
I don't know. I don't know if you heard. He's in Phoenix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How the hell does he know about this radio show?
I think we were just a bit on another radio show.
I don't know, because I Googled the phone number and the guy who was up, named not Elliot, and he's also gay. So.
How do you know that?
From the Facebook page.
Oh.
14 years, though, man.
Why did Margot die in 2011?
That was weird, man.
Bigness.
Yeah,
7'2". I think your life expectancy, ironically, is short if you're that tall.
Is George Mirason still alive?
No.
Oh.
Mirason's dead.
What about Arvydas Sabonis?
Arvydas Sabonis is dead.
Manute Bol dead.
Manute Bol dead. Wait, George, I'm not so sure about Mirason, but I think he's dead.
Okay. What about Sean Bradley?
Sean Bradley's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Greg Ostertag?
He's still alive.
Still alive.
Okay,
all right. But Bryant Reeves, Big Country, still alive.
Okay, all right, good. What happened at basketball? They used to have these big, giant guys who are not athletic at all, just play the middle.
Yeah, now we got these little scrawny guys. Yeah.
Right.
Now if you're 6'7", you play center.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to happen there.
George Mearson, alive.
Oh, all good. Right.
Yay! Yeah. Woo! If that bit brought us anything, it is the fact that George Mearson is still alive.
That was a good job running out of there and making that phone call.
Oh, thank you. I was inspired by greatness. I just appreciate SBK reeling me back in and telling me that.
I don't know if that helped. I just thought it
definitely
was,
did.
I thought it was hilarious. Seth goes, she's dead.
So you were
no,
the first
no,
one.
Well, no, Nikki found out. I think it was on
your like a three-man relay.
It was actually right in front of you the whole time when you Googled her, and then Nikki's mouthing stuff to me, and then finally she told me she's dead. I told Kevin. Kevin ran out, and then we broke Elliot's heart.
I think his heart was already broken.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what Elliot was all about, but
hey, well, you know, we'll take your weird phone calls and turn them into whatever we think is decent.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, let's do a little It's Okay, It's Not Okay, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I really messed up my throat doing that stupid bit.
Man.
Hello? Yes, I'd like to get an omelet, please. It's difficult to understand me. I speak through a hole in my throat because cancer has claimed my larynx. I'll try it. Give me an omelet with and
couldn't understand the ingredients.
Oh, yes. It's because I have cancer and it claimed my larynx and I speak through a hole in my throat. So let me try again. I would like an omelet with and please with cheese.
Okay, one moment. I'll get somebody else to see if they can understand you, please.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's cancer. I smoked.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kelly. How are you?
Oh, Kelly, I'm good, but I'm trying to order an omelet. It's difficult to understand me because I speak through a hole in my throat. Cancer has claimed my larynx.
Well, right now I'm understanding very well.
Perfect.
So.
Thank you. Then I would like an omelet with the following fillings. I would like... and cheese, please.
You know, for some reason, I'm just like Carolyn. Everything is good until you actually start telling the individual things, and all I get is the cheese.
Oh, that's irony. It's because I have cancer. It claimed my larynx. I speak through a hole in my throat.
Okay. How about I do this? Are you wanting any sausage, ham? Are you wanting sausage?
No.
Ham? No. I don't even know what else goes on us.
How about... Do you have that with a side of grits?
I can't understand that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the hole in my throat. Cancer has claimed my larynx. Please, just an omelet with simple toppings. I just want three of them. I just want... and... with some home fries.
I'm very sorry. I can't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so hungry. Let me see if I can find a friend who doesn't have a hole in his throat, and I'll give you a call back. I'm sorry to waste your time. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Dude, I just spent all day yesterday atoning for my sins. And I'm in the room when you're making that kind of phone call about cancer.
Yeah. You're not sinning by association.
Yeah, I'm sinning by association. You can't say you have cancer even through character form.
No, it's a character. He speaks through a hole in his throat because cancer claimed his larynx.
No, you can't even bring cancer into the equation.
I'll tell you, at the beer fest that we did at the Mahaffey Theater, the Boar's Head guys, I guess, listened to my show in Orlando about 10, 12 years ago, and all they would do was try to get Shark to make me do that character again.
And he wants you to do it.
I know. I just hope he realizes that I'm going to be on disability leave when it shreds my vocal cords.
You ready to open up
the phones. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. We have other things to talk about.
No, I'm cool with that. If you hated that, I'd love to hear it.
What'd you think about that, Danielle?
I mean, it made me laugh. The cancer part makes me uncomfortable. Yes. I'm not going
to
lie.
Vital to the character that I explained that cancer claimed.
Not necessarily.
What if you had your trachea removed because you were trying to get a role with a big movie in Hollywood and you thought it would help you out?
But cancer claimed my larynx. I smoked.
No, but you had your larynx taken out because you were trying to score a big-time movie role.
Interesting theory. I'll take it under advisement.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get rid of the whole cancer angle, unless that's what people want to hear.
The cancer angle is what really is only part that tightens my muscles around my heart.
You know, anytime somebody says they have cancer, I think I have cancer.
877-327-9797.
What happened to this lady? We have a story about this lady that said she had breast cancer and that she collected donations for it, and now she's going to jail. Maybe you're going to jail for that call.
Maybe I am. Someone's on the hotline.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I think it's probably Shark.
Should we take it live?
Yes, definitely.
Turn the radio off, please.
Hello, you're live. You're live on the air on the Morning X. Who's this?
Okay, I'm literally crying right now.
Shark.
It's our boss, Shark. Are you crying because I said I have cancer?
I swear to you, as I am driving on State Road 64 in Bradenton, people are looking at a grown man cry. God, it's so funny.
Wait, so what you're saying is you were not listening to Bubba this morning, Shark?
Oh, I was, Mr. Clem. Because I know you're listening. No, I wasn't. I was listening to the Morning X with Drew and Seth.
And thanks, Kate.
When I heard you promote Trach Guy, I'm like, oh, no way. I got all excited. And I'm literally like the girl that called in before. I'm in tears laughing so hard.
Do you like the cancer angle, Shark?
I'm okay with it. But it's kind of sick and twisted. But how do you pull it off without saying you got cancer?
It claimed my larynx. I smoked. I speak through a hole in my throat.
Oh, my.
Because you feel bad for the guy.
Right, exactly. And the beauty of it lies in enunciating every syllable right up until he gets to the fillings that he wants in his omelet or the toppings he wants on his pizza.
My thought is, you don't overanalyze it. It's funny, you do it. That's my program director opinion of this guy. You do it as much as your voice can handle it.
Every single day at the same time, right, Shark?
Well, that would be the beauty and theory behind a benchmark, but I also, this is one of those things where, you know, maybe you keep it in your well for a couple of times a week. I don't think Drew can do it every day.
No, my voice would be shredded.
I'm not saying that to challenge you. I'm just saying it's such a great thing that you know, you don't want to, not unlike real sex, you don't want to, you know, burn it to where it's burnt out. But it's just, I needed to tell you how much I'm crying and laughing right now hearing that.
Hey, thank Shark, you. What about Danielle crying? Did you hear that this morning?
That was just awkward.
Okay, good.
It was, wasn't it?
Well, sorry that you had to go through that, Danielle.
Me too. Thank you.
Well, thank you, boss. I hope you have a good time on the Cowhead Cruise. Be safe, all right?
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Thanks, man. Love
Bye.
Him. Hey, what's up? It's Morning X. Who's this?
Hi, hello, it's Gary.
Hey, what's up, Gary?
Hey, I just want to let you know I just finished cancer treatment about 2 weeks ago. And I ask that you walk in the Moffitt Cancer Facility and spend 1 hour watching people come in and out, and you will never make a joke about cancer again.
Well, it's not so much a joke as it is, you know, the people who smoke cigarettes and deliberately do that, knowing the damages of it. I don't have a problem lampooning those people because they put themselves in that situation.
Well, it's not always caused by cigarettes, sir.
Well, throat cancer, people who smoke, usually I would say that it is. But, you know, you have the right to be offended by that, and I have the right to discard your phone call, you know? That's the beauty of America.
And where did you get your medical degree from?
Oh, Johns Hopkins.
Oh, I'm sure you did, sir.
Yes, and you can ask
your
wife.
I would appreciate
it
if you dropped the comments to cancer. Thank you.
Well, sir, you can ask your wife. I'm a practicing amateur gynecologist as well.
Oh, boy.
Boom.
He was gone.
That's my exit.
He got you on the degree.
Yeah. Look, I'm not a medical doctor. I just know that Trach smoked and he has a hole in his throat because of that. If that offended you, hey, you can suck it.